Welcome to the DJ Otel Show. I am, of course, the one and only
DJ Otel. Violent
on Violent Radio 1. Hey, what's good, y'all? It's DJ iTubbs, and this is the iTubbs Show, Episode 3. I'm a little late night tonight, 11 p.m. I was doing hella work today, so I didn't get to do this podcast shit earlier on in the day or whatever. So, yeah, who really cares, bro? Like I said, we do this whenever we want, however you want. This isn't, like, the formal-ass podcast. This is just kicking shit, talking shit, doing whatever the hell we want. Few topics today. Some crazy things going on, you know what I mean? I found out about a crazy story about, like, a 16-year-old girl. That shit's super wild. We gonna get into that. We had a passing in the entertainment industry. Wild passing. Rest in peace to Della Reese. You know what I'm saying? Like, Touched by an Angel. Shorty done soft. Like, man, come on, bro. Shit's crazy right now, man. And then I want to talk a little bit about LeVar Ball going in on Trump, bro. And that CNN shit, that shit was mad funny. And yeah, man, that's all I really want to talk about with y'all today. So we're just going to kick it in. I don't know if I should start with, like, the happy shit first or, like, the other shit first. But nah, we're going to kick some, like, we'll kick the sad shit first. And then we'll kick the fucking, the... It's also kind of sad. Like, I guess this podcast is mad sad and shit. Like, that's sad, bro. But it's going, like, it's informative and stuff. Y'all gonna probably enjoy this one just because of just the sheer amount of information. I went and watched a whole documentary on something too. It's mad crazy. But yeah, we gotta give a huge rest in peace to Della Reese, singer and actress, of course. You know what I mean? Harlem Nights. Touched by an Angel. It's a lot crazy. She passed at 86. It's like, we're losing everyone from Harlem Nights, yo. Like, we damn near lost. Like, we're losing everyone from Harlem Nights right now. It's crazy, bro. Rest in peace to all the legends, Murphy and all that. You know what I'm saying? We're really losing some of the legends right now. We're all getting to that age. I'm 24, about to be 25, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not all here forever, so you don't make the best of it. And just know that your time here is not that long, depending on how you view life and time, I guess. Like me, I'd love to live to 100 and live 100% of life, quote on, like, air quotes, but if my 100% of life is at like 80 or something and I got to do whatever I wanted to do, that's dope too. So, like, you know, live your life like every day is your last and really put in that effort and that work to do what you want to do and not look back. Don't look at what anybody says, you know what I'm saying? Like, you only have limited time here. It could be tomorrow, it could be, you never know. So rest in peace to Della Reese. Rest easy. And yeah, that's what we were starting the podcast with, you know what I'm saying? But what I wanted to talk to you guys about, and it's probably it's going to take the bulk of this podcast up. I'm not sure about how long we're going to rock out with this podcast, but I want to talk about this. I think she's probably like maybe 20... She's probably in her late 20s now because of the documentary I watched. She was like 16 in like 2009. I'm actually just going to search this up right now. So the girl I'm talking about right now, her name is Cyntoia Brown. I'm not sure if anybody has heard the Cyntoia Brown story, but I was on Twitter scrolling the other day and I found out about it. I had no idea what was going on. Like, I didn't know who this girl was, what her story was, any of that stuff. Like, it's kind of crazy to even, like, everything about the story is wild, wild, wild nuts. Like, And it just goes to show how fucked up and, like, really out of place the American justice system is. Especially depending on where you are and all this kind of stuff. It's, like, it's mad nuts over there. Like, I couldn't imagine being an American citizen going through that. Quick side note, man. I hate having to do this 5-minute piece-by-piece thing with Anchor, man. Anchor. If I could record a full hour-long podcast with my homie Twiz while he's on the podcast, while he's on the Anchor app, come on, y'all could definitely let me record for more than 5 minutes, like 15, 20 minutes at least, bro, at least. This is podcast stuff. But, yo, let me get back into this. The American justice system is so fucked up, bro. It's mad fucked up. We have a girl named Cyntoia Brown at the age. She was 16 at the time that she went into, like, that she was entered into the prison system, okay? So now there's a picture on here. I'm going to read it from Twitter. So it goes, imagine at the age of 16 being sex trafficked by a pimp named Cutthroat. After days of being repeatedly drugged and raped by different men, you are purchased by a 43-year-old child predator who took you to his home to use you for sex. You end up finding enough courage to fight back and shoot to kill him. You are arrested as a result, tried and convicted as an adult, and sentenced to life in prison. This is the story of Cyntoia Brown. She'll be eligible for parole when she's 69 years old. Y'all just let that one soak in for a second. Because that shit is crazy. I was sitting here on, like, hell nah, bro. This story couldn't be, like, real. Like, photo looks mad fresh. Like, I thought this was, like, yesterday or something. But, like, I went and I found a link for, one of the documentaries is, like, a few out on her or whatever. After they restrict, like, before they restricted access to you going to the prison to see her, which is pretty fucked up. But Cyntoia Brown was just a 16-year-old girl. Like, it was wild. Okay. Let me just start from the jump. Her mother was 16 years old when she had Cyntoia Brown. Her mother, there's no, like, daddy in the picture or whatever. Her mother was going through a bunch of shit, selling drugs, selling herself, prostitution, a bunch of stuff. And she just couldn't, she said she didn't want to involve, like, she couldn't raise a child in that kind of thing. So, in that environment. So, she went and gave her daughter to one of her friend's mothers as a foster child and as an adoptive mother. Her mother ended up going to prison. So, her biological mother was just, like, out of the picture. Just gone. You know what I'm saying? So we have a woman now raising Cyntoia Brown. And as she's growing up, you know what I mean? This is a girl who's like, when you miss the very early developmental stages of your life, like from, I'm talking about from ages 0 to like 4 or 5, where you learn about emotion, trust, all that kind of stuff, love, like you're able to receive love and understand what it is. And that's where most children and things form their opinion on the earth, on the world, like, from those times. And it's just, like, a lot of psychological problems and things can happen from there, depending on what was going on in that time. It's, like, me, I can't even really relate to certain things like that because, from what I remember, my childhood was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no, like, something that you'd call, like, mad emotional trauma, I don't think I've... Nothing that kids don't go through, I haven't been through kind of thing. I have homies who've been through it and certain things, and it's like, if you want to correlate those, like, those early stages and those developmental stages with whatever happened to them at the early stages of their life, yeah, I'm definitely going to say that those things still affect them to this day, whether they've been to a shrink or not. It's really fucked up. And a lot of people, I can definitely say, never get past it. Some only get to come and get to grip terms with what has happened with them in their childhood and stuff in those developmental stages. So back to Santoya now. So yeah, like I was saying, Santoya Brown, this 5 minute thing is killing me, but we'll get through it for this podcast. So now Santoya Brown, she missed all those, like a bunch of, there's a bunch of gaps in her childhood with the developmental stages of trust and love and everything with that, because she always had to be detached from somebody. She was always like, she was in foster care and things, so like imagine not being able to be with the woman that you think is going to be your mom and like your stepdad and all that kind of stuff. And even if you get into a good foster home and all that kind of stuff, from the documentary she was even saying like her stepdad was pure shit fucking, but she loves her adoptive mother and stuff, right? So her mother's name is Georgina Mitchell. And Georgina, her mom, Centoya's biological mom, when she gave away Centoya, she was like using crack cocaine and a bunch of stuff. It was just mad, mad wild. So the woman that she ended up giving her to was Ellinette Brown. And Ellinette, yeah, you could say she definitely provided what would be a stable home. What seemed like to be a stable home or something. But when you're just dealing with someone who's, for one, not your real daughter, and two, like, she's just missing a bunch of cues in life because of, like, this is how things have gone, and her life has been rough, and this girl's been sexually abused from young, and it's just a bunch of things. Like, her childhood and stuff has just been in ruins. Like, I need you guys to go watch that documentary to get the full scope of it, because I'm going to talk about the bulk of it and how fucked up the justice system is. But yeah, so she 16-year-old Santoya Brown's sexual encounters included many rapes, assaults during or before sex, and times where she was under influence of drugs. So this girl was getting constantly drugged and raped, and to her at the time, she didn't, like, she knew it was fucked, like, she kind of knew it was fucked up, but she didn't know, because she'd been exposed to, like, pornography and things so early on in her life. So she just, like, as she said verbatim, she just thought that that's what was supposed to happen, that if a man's interested in you and wants to have sex with you, that it's just supposed to happen, that she's seen girls in videos just get their clothes taken off, cut off, all that type of shit, and just lay there and have sex. So, yeah. It's fucked. Like, oh man, the shit, like, just remembering the fucking the documentary, man, is just like, it's kind of, is not even kind of, is mad sickening, fam. It's mad sickening, cuz like 36 men on a like a kill list, a fuck list, if you don't understand what kill list means. And it's like she didn't want to have sex with like any of these people. Like, she said, what, two of them she lusted after or had feelings for or something, but it wasn't like that. Like, she wasn't with it, but that shit still happened. And it was like just mad fucked up, just mad fucked up. She ended up meeting a dude named Cutthroat, and he became her pimp. This guy physically and sexually abused her and drugged her and like fucking brainwashed her, basically, fam. Like, fucking brainwashed the girl into doing some of the most sick, disgusting shit. And she just couldn't do anything because the first, like, when people, like, here's one thing I need to let you niggas know. When you guys hear about domestic violence and all that type of shit, domestic abuse, all that kind of stuff, and you're just like, yo, why don't these people just fucking, they know it's wrong, why don't these people just dip and get the fuck out of there? Like, why do they stay? Why, but all this kind of shit. Like, man, I hope you know some of these people want nothing else but to fucking leave. But leaving your abuser is one of the fucking hardest things ever. Like, I have friends who deal with that shit, and I know people who are fucking abusers that I've had to even sit down with and be like, you're fucked. You're fucked. completely fucked. I hope everything bad in life happens to you fucking people like that. But anyways, yeah. Cutthroat is the most disgusting fucking person out. This dude, the first time that she wanted to leave and she was gonna dip out of like the hotel room or whatever that he had her in, he said, "You're not fucking leaving," and pulled a gun on her. Now, obviously, her scared is like, okay, I guess I'm not fucking leaving. Dude goes, points the gun, lifts her shirt as a gesture to take off her shirt, panties too, rapes into it. Like, damn, bro. You know how fucked up that shit is, man? Like, I don't know, man. All that shit's all types of fucked up, bro. All types of fucked up, man. I'm gonna just leave that right there. That motherfucker is just disgusting, bro. That nigga needs to die in hell, bro. Fucking, man, fuck all that bullshit. But now, to the next point of this. This nigga is like, fuck it. This scumbag dude is just like, yo, you're not putting in enough work. You need to go make me some bread. I need to get a truck. Like, all the kind of shit. You need to work it. Like, Shorty's a gorgeous little girl. Like, you know what I mean? Beautiful little girl. She looks so fucking innocent and shit. And it's just like, of course the motherfucking creeps is looking for her. You know what I'm saying? All you sick, all them type of sick niggas is looking for girls like that. Fucking weirdos. But anyway, like, man, I'm getting fucking mad emotional over this shit. Like, I'm cheese right now. I'm fucking hot right now. But whatever, bro. So he's trying to tell her that, yo, she needs to put in more work and shit. She needs to get shit done. She needs to be on the bros, skirting, fucking making dollars for this little nigga. And what does she do? She's scared, bro. That's what she's gonna do. She goes out. Went to like a fucking gas station or whatever in a well-known area that's like for prostitution. Her original goal was to get somebody to drive her to, I think it was like Nashville or something close to like fucking, I think she lived in, like, it was in Ohio or some shit. Like, yeah, it was, like, so it's close, and it's, like, just a regular spot for prostitution. It's a city, like, where it's just mad prostitutes and niggas picking up prostitutes and shit. So that was her original plan. That didn't go as planned. She got picked up, like, by a dude in a truck or whatever, and he was a 43-year-old real estate agent named Johnny Allen. And he was taken to, like, she was taken to his crib on August 6, 2004. Like, oh man, I'm reading stuff too as we go along here, so I can keep fresh and give you guys exact information. It was like, Brown stated that for several weeks leading up to that day, she had been repeatedly raped and was on drugs. So like, she's just out of it, bro. She doesn't even know what the fuck she's doing, really. You know what I mean? She's just fucked. So Johnny boy over here, fucking sicko, picks up a 16-year-old girl and drives her back to the house. And when she arrived or whatever, like, she was like eating, like, he made her eat Sonic and shit, and she was just at the table or whatever, and he just starts showing her a bunch of guns. Like, his crib's just full of guns, and he was apparently like a fucking SEAL sniper, sharpshooter or something for like military and all types of whack shit. So this nigga's got fucking hella guns in his crib. This is a 16-year-old girl. She's prostituting. Obviously, as a even me as a person who's never fucking prostituted, I know how dangerous that fucking shit is. You're gonna be fucking scared. You're 16 years old. You're probably high off some other shit. You don't know what the fuck's going on, and you in a fucking nigga's crib, and you just mad, like, you just fucking sketching out. See what I'm saying? You're just mad sketched because you don't know what the fuck's going to go on. So, comes down to it. Homie brings her downstairs. And you know what I mean? Man gets naked. Gets her naked or whatever. Apparently, all types of shit. And
And like, from what I remember from the documentary, Santoya was like, yo, she was mad scared. She was afraid that she would be shot after homie was like doing all this whack shit to her and rape and just a bunch of sick shit, man. She was super scared and she was afraid that she was gonna be shot because homie said, oh, hold on for a second or whatever, and then I'm gonna get something. And then he turns over to the bed, to the side of the bed, according to the story, and fucking, he looked like he was gonna take something out. So Shorty grabs a pistol and shoots the nigga in the back of his head. Man's laid out, obviously, right? She killed the man. Like, I want y'all to keep in mind now, okay? She's in a house with a bunch of guns. It's a crazy ass nigga. He's obviously not right in his head. He's buying 16-year-old girls. He's not right in his head at all. He's fucking, nigga, I don't care if y'all like escorts and shit, but that shit's mad whack. Stop all that. Like, this nigga's sick in the head. He's going for prostitutes and shit. He's already on some other shit. So now, he shot him in the head and she's mad scared. She doesn't know what the fuck's going on, bro. She's off the drugs and shit and whatever the fuck else was going on that homie gave her and she had and whatever. You know what I mean? It's just mad nuts. So she calls police or some shit. Or the police get called. Something, bro. Something happens. Something happens. And the police just end up there. She gets taken into questioning. They read her rights and stuff. And they tell her, like, yo, if you cooperate, like, you know, we're going to talk to the DA and get you, like, a lighter sentence. You know what I mean? We're going to get you a deal, all type of shit. You know how some of these fuck nigga police be talking and shit. And they get her to get a statement. Not knowing, she doesn't know, obviously, like, yo, they tested her, like, a psychologist tested her ability to know that if she has, like, if she knows her legal rights or not by asking her a few questions in succession and seeing if they relate, if she feels that they are the same kind of thing. And if you watch the documentary, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So she did not know a damn thing about her legal rights. Ask me at 16 if I know everything about my legal rights. Hell nah, bro. I had to learn all that shit. Like, more so even recently, I had to learn, like, I could not say anything and all this type of stuff and whatever, whatever, whatever. And I was getting taught that by somebody who was going through law school. And his homie, and one of my homies is a paralegal. So I was just like, I would have never even searched this shit if they didn't tell me that this is what happens and what your legal rights are and how you exercise them and whatever, whatever. Shorty did not know she could get a lawyer. Shorty didn't get a call to her mom. Nothing. Nothing was done. Like, she's just there and she's telling them what happened. She's scared. She's telling them that, yo, this dude, she didn't know if he was going to pull a gun or nothing, but she shot. She's been heavily raped, drugged, everything like that. So they take her to court, right? They have to figure out what the fuck's going on. They put her through psych tests and stuff, and the psychologist is saying that, yo, bro, like, yeah, this girl's fucked. Like, she doesn't, she's missing severe things in her life. Like, she can't cope certain things. And, like, you know what I mean? It's just a whole bunch of, all the abandonment issues and everything like that is why she is the way she is. And it's visibly clear that she is the way she is because of these things. And it dates back not only to her, but it goes from her to her mom. Her mom was doing the same shit. Her mom got raped. And it was apparently like a gene thing. At the point, like, some, like, it was just happening to them kind of thing. Like, her mom was raped. Her mom was into drugs and everything. Her mom had Santoya at 16. You know what I mean? The same seat that she was in at 16, now being tried in court. Grandmother. Same thing. Minus the drugs. From what we knew from the documentary. But yeah, her mother even sexually abused. And the rape that her grandmother went through actually birthed Santoya's mother. Let that one sink in. Word. So, Now, it seems like it's just a thing that's been happening in their family, and it's like a gene issue and stuff, and like the psychologist is saying, this is why this is happening. Like, this is why this shit's happening. Like, she's been raped, drugged, and all this kind of stuff. Like, she's a child. Obviously, these are the reasons why she is the way she is. Fucked up part about all of this, like, what? Remember, she's 16. So, it's juvenile court. And if she goes to juvenile court and she gets tried as a juvenile, by the time she's 19, it's done. It's over. Like, you know what I mean? She'll do the time and all this kind of stuff. They'll get her the help that she needs, hopefully. And that's it. She's out. They decided to try her as an adult. And that's where she got fucked. Basically, like, now you're getting tried as an adult, but because you're still a minor, you won't get if you're convicted as guilty, y'all know where this is going already. But if you're convicted as guilty at 16, even though you're tried as an adult, you're not gonna face capital punishment, so you're not gonna be killed. Like, you're not gonna face the chair or anything, but you have to serve time because the crime happened when you were still a child. She has to serve 69 years of this sentence. She got the full fucking life sentence. They gave her the full life sentence. All that shit. Like, I'm just gonna put that out there right now. They gave her the full life sentence. Shorty's in fucking jail, or else I wouldn't be talking about this. I'm watching the fucking documentary now, and this is where I get into, like, my personal shit and not just so much explanation of facts and details and whatever, whatever. I'm watching this shit, and I'm like, there's no way that these people are gonna put Shorty as guilty. Like, maybe they're gonna give her, like, the manslaughter, like, something. They're gonna give her something that's not gonna fuck her for life. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Boom. Life in prison. Done. How the fuck? How the fuck do you send a 18 by the time the trial was, like, still going, like, 2 years, or 17 or whatever, she'd already been in jail for a full year by the time they put her in jail, for sure. How the fuck, man? How the fuck do you have people in a jury sit there in a room and be like, yo, this 16-year-old girl was raped over 30 times, drugged repeatedly, abused repeatedely. A pimp took over her life. A child predator took her to his house and showed her guns and raped her. How the fuck do you send that person to jail? How the fuck do you... And not only that, how the fuck do you sit there and be able to say, like, yo, we're gonna send this person away forever? Like, what the fuck? That shit's so nuts to me. I'm like, I literally sat there and I was like, bruh, they gave Shorty like what? 3 life sentences or something? Like, to serve 69 years, like, she has to serve a good 70% of the sentence or something. So, like, 69 years, bruh. Shorty would be 86. Before she can get a parole bail hearing. 86. Locked at 17. Her childhood life was all drugs, rape, and abuse. Let's just toss away the key and throw it in the fucking cell. Let's throw in a box. Let's say fuck it. We don't give a fuck about you, Shorty. Let's throw you in a fucking box. Let's throw you in a fucking box until you're in a fucking pine box. If you even make it to fucking 86 with the bullshit food that they're gonna feed you in. All the, oh my god, bro. Imagine the shit you'd have to go through. Your whole fucking life is prison. Because a fucking pimp took you off the street, drugged you, fucking raped you, and made you his prostitute. Because you had a whole fucked up life. Like, damn, bruh. Niggas really sat in the jury and sent this girl away, bro. You can't do shit like that, man. That shit's beyond fucked up, bro. What I want to say is, man, y'all go look. Y'all, like, there's not much else I can say. Like, y'all know how fucked up this is. It's just not correct. The American justice system is fucked. How could you not look at this correctly and be like, what the fuck? Even the disgusting devil of a prosecutor after I seen him do his little fucking interview. Fuck that nigga, bro. Fuck that nigga. That nigga's disgusting, too. I bet you half of these people in this justice system over in that fucking little city, they use that girl as a prostitute. I bet she knew faces, and that's why they just, you know, it's under the table, under the rug, fucking police officers, lawyers, whatever, and we're just gonna throw this girl in a box, let her not say anything. Because, you know, it's been fucking over 36 people, and I can guarantee you at least one of them niggas was in law enforcement. America's fucked, bro. Free Santoya Brown, man. I need y'all to go watch that fucking documentary. I need y'all to read up on Santoya Brown. I need y'all to, like, tweet and share and all that, the Santoya Brown story, man. If you see that picture, double tap it on IG. Share it and DM it to your homies. Send it to someone. Fucking Facebook it. Something, bro. Because this shit is fucked, man. This shit is dumb fucked, man. Free fucking Santoya Brown, bro. You can't put a woman who's been fucking drugged and raped her whole fucking life in a fucking jail cell, bro. For nothing, and lock away the fucking key until she's 86 fucking years old to give her a bail hearing. Fuck you. Fucking sick bastards. You fucking pieces of shit. I'm gonna take 2 fucking minutes and give myself a fucking break before I talk about this LeVar Ball shit. Fuck you niggas over there, man. You guys are fucking sick bastards. Bitch ass niggas, bro. Fucking. Oh, you guys are sick. You guys are fucking sickos, bro. Free Santoya Brown. And stop being fucking disgusting. You fucking nasty ass people out there on the earth, bro. Fucking raping people and shit. Disgusting motherfucker. Fuck you, nigga. DJ Itubz. Violent. On Violent Radio 1. Yeah, I'm back. I'm, like, you know, in better spirits. slightly. Cool in. We're going to be alright. So, yo, I'm going to end the podcast off on some funny shit before we get into, like, the music listening thing. You know what I'm saying? Just, yo, hashtag Free Santoya Brown that for me, please, yo. That's love if you do that. But, yo, the funny shit that I'm going to end the podcast off with is fucking the one and only LeVar fucking Ball, bro. So, America, y'all motherfucking President Donald orange-ass Trump motherfucking racist bastard was in the White House tweeting Twitter fingers asshole as usual, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Trump was on a tirade or whatever, a few tweets about LeVar Ball and his son. Now, if you don't know the story, goddamn, I just heard, like, what is not... Something's always going on with Trump. Like, I'm going on his Twitter right now to go get tweets for you guys. And damn, he just... Damn, bro. They just not fucking this nigga. There's so much stuff about him that, like... I see some transgender stuff, Turkey, him being weird. Like, oh man, this thing is just weird, bro. But so now Mr. Donald Trump said this. Now that 3-3 basketball players are out of China, saved from years in jail, LeVar Ball, the father of LiAngelo Ball, is unaccepting of what I did for his son, and that shoplifting is no big deal. I should have left them in jail. For one, that's y'all president. I don't know if y'all know, but that's y'all president. Same nigga who came after Marshawn Lynch, my guy. That's y'all president. Yikes. So yeah, Mr. Twitter Fingers was going off about LeVar Ball or whatever, and LeVar Ball was just like, yo, I don't really give a fuck. He didn't thank the president for allegedly getting his son out of fucking China jail time and all this type of shit for shoplifting, which isn't cool either, right? Like, yo, don't shoplift, but like, we don't know that full story, but fuck it, we sided with LiAngelo this time, you know what I'm saying? So now, fucking CNN obviously wants to drop the big story of, like, the angry fucking black guy versus Trump. And, like, they want to sell the headline and they want to sell the fucking story of, like, they want to push LeVar's buttons and probably get him to say some wild, crazy shit about Trump on CNN. This nigga goes on CNN and he's just spitting facts. Pure facts, my niggas. Facts, all facts. Man, it's just like, bro, this nigga is worried about me saying thank you for some shit that he supposedly did when we have niggas like trying to nuke us. Bet. Just let that one soak in, motherfucker. Yo, this nigga is wild. So he was just going off about, like, yo, why do I have to thank a nigga that I don't even know did anything for me? Why do we thank people who do stuff for you anyways? Who searches for thanks and you know, and gratitude when they do something nice for someone? Shouldn't it just be silent? You know that motherfucker ain't do shit. You know Donald Trump ain't do shit, bro. So it's just mad funny. Because man went on and, like, you know, they couldn't press his buttons. You know, he was just giving up facts on these niggas. Like, oh, nah, bro, we ain't doing all that other shit. We ain't fucking with all this other shit about how y'all wanna say, oh, I gotta thank him and he's the president or whatever, whatever. He's like, nah, bro, fucking, he's cool. He's the president. I ain't going after him. He can do his thing. But I ain't saying thank you. And you know what that is, ladies and gentlemen? That is a big baller. That is a triple B, the big baller brand. I am a full advocate and supporter of the triple B big baller brand. If you're not on the big baller brand, you broke, son. We going with the narrative. Join the big baller brand. Get out your broke mentalities and shit. And fuck Donald Trump, my nigga. Just like my man, LeVar, is figuratively saying, because he didn't say that verbatim. I don't want to put those words in his mouth. But yeah, little funny shit to end off the podcast and stuff. We about to get into the mix. It's not really a mix yet until I, like, you know, until they be giving man's good copyright things to do mixes and shit on this. But yeah. Hey, my shit cut off and I was happy, but I had to, like, write a caption shit for that, so I don't even know what the fuck I was saying. All I know is it's triple B till I die, my G. Triple B, Violet Gang, Big Baller Brand, you know what I'm saying? LeVar Ball is the man. He's in charge and on stuff, my niggas. You gotta go watch that fucking CNN interview and shit. But yeah, yo, we about to get into the fucking list of music. I'm gonna put you guys with like 10, 15 songs this time. Whatever the fuck I feel like. If you're on iTunes and you're listening to this on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. Yo, we on Google Play now too. I'm sending that link out to y'all niggas. You know, we out here right now. We out here on the iTunes show. On Violent Radio 1. But yeah, man. We about to get into it. Like 10, 15 songs. Some dope ass music. I'm gonna put some old Drake in this too. I was listening to Drake's, like, pause. Before I get to this fucking, this whole mixed thing, list the music, whatever, nigga. Oh yeah, I didn't even finish my fucking point. If you want iTunes podcast, Google Play, all that, make sure you go to anchor.fm/VIOL-ENT to listen to the whole list, because it doesn't transfer over
to all them streaming platforms and shit because of copyright laws and all that. You know what I'm saying? So come to violent.com/VF1 works too. VR1 works too. You know what I mean? That's Violent Radio 1. Violent.com, VIOL-ENT.com/VR1, Violent Radio 1. And anchor.fm/VIOL-ENT.
Now back to this. I was listening to Drake's fucking catalog today. Like, his entire catalog and shit for the past, maybe, like, today and a bit of last night. Boy, does that nigga have hits. I need y'all to go listen to Drake's catalog and tell me where he doesn't have hits. Because I was listening, like, I forgot about some shit sometimes. Like, I'm like, okay, I like my favorite songs. Fucking, you know what I mean? Stuff like Started From the Bottom, Jumpman. Fucking, let me think of another one. Hype, Free Smoke. The Views album was pretty dope. Like, yo, there's just a bunch of stuff that this guy's released, and I'm gonna go through the. Let me open this right now. Okay, so from So Far Gone, this is not even including all the singles this guy's been on, man. Like, remember when Back to Back dropped and he, oh man, we not even gonna bring that up. Like, Free Meek Mill, but yeah, man. Man went from So Far Gone, gave us Best I Ever Had, Houston Out of Vegas, Uptown with Lil B and Bun, Lil Wayne and fucking Bun B and shit. Man came with Thank Me Later, like, yo, dog, Karaoke, Fireworks, Over. Oh, come on, bruh. Light Up, Unforgettable featuring Jeezy. Jeez, bro. Like, tell me that album wasn't fire. That was 2010. 2012, Take Care. Enough said. 2013, nothing was the same. Let me remind y'all about Tuscan Leather, the intro to, boy, Tuscan Leather, that intro, standing. I'm fanning out right now, bruh. Connect was my track when I broke up with my first shorty. That shit was hot. Bro, what is that? What's that opening line? Let me play that real quick. I hope I don't get, like, I can only play like 10 seconds of this. Like, conversation starts with this time we'll be there. Oh shit, yeah. Oh boy. Bro, this line right here. You talk all this shit and we still lack communication. How beautiful our kids would be, girl. Bruh, how you talk all that shit and we still lack communication. Yikes. Let me continue. I sound like a fangirl right now. But I don't give a fuck. This is some real shit. But yo, and then 2015, the man dropped, If You're Reading This Is Too Late, Legend, Energy, 10 Bands, Know Yourself, No Telling, Madonna, Six God, Star 6-7, Preach, Wednesday Night Interlude, Used To, Six Man, Now Forever Company, You and the Six, Jungle, 6 PM, and boy, that might be my favorite album from this nigga ever. Because not one of those shits was not a banger. Not one. If You're Reading This Is Too Late was complete fire all the way around. What a Time to Be Alive. That was a moment in time with Future in 2015. That was dope too. 2016, Views dropped. And of course, we have More Life Now. The shit that helped me get through my most recent breakup. Because fuck that bitch. But positivity. Let's continue here. But yeah, bro. More Life. And like, the man's just gonna drop another album next year. And it's Drake's the GOAT, man. Let me get into this fucking list of music. Y'all enjoy. I'll be back in a couple minutes, bro. DJ Itabs. Violent. On Violent Radio 1. Hey guys, that's it for me today. Shout out to Violent Radio 1, Violent Records, Anchor, you know all that. Shout out to all the way to the gang, all the viewership, the listeners, podcast listeners on iTunes, Google Play, the website, all of that. Thank you for listening to everything I'm doing and, you know, showing love. Also, if you guys keep listening this week, apparently Anchor's giving out like $1,000 to the person who gets like top 3 most listens or some shit. So just keep playing my podcast and keep playing the gang's podcast and we gonna keep it rocking, you know what I'm saying? Let's try to win this $1,000 for us. But yeah, that's it for me tonight, this morning, wherever the fuck you are, whenever you're hearing this. Free Santoya Brown, I need you guys to go check that. Rest easy, Della Reese. You will be missed. You're an icon. And, you know, shout out LeVar Ball. Shout out Drake. And shout out to y'all. Peace.
and love and violent life, or sit on a fucking steak knife, nigga. Fuck out of here. Oh shit, I'm not done yet. I need to tell you guys what the fuck was on the playlist today. Okay, so we started with Star 6-7 by Drake, Walk by Young M.A., Perrier by ASAP Mob, Acid by Tory Lanez, Freaking You by Party Next Door, Lean by Cam'ron, Bless Yo Trap by Smoke Perp, Love Scars by Trippy Red, Say Less by Roy Woods, That Far by Black, I almost said fucking Six Lack for damn, bro, and Do Not Disturb by Drake. Y'all niggas have a good one. Peace. Violent Life or Sit on a Steak Knife. You heard? I don't think y'all heard. Violent Life or Jump Off a Fucking Mountain, my nigga. You heard? Peace.